This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. The Caribbean marketplace in Little Haiti has struggled to attract visitors and vendors. Over the past year, there's been a renewed push to help the marketplace thrive. The marketplace is open on the weekdays, but it's at its busiest on Saturdays. A Kompa dance class is happening just steps away from where Mimi Sanon Jewels is selling cold coconuts, African print skirts, and an assortment of wood jewelry.
We have a beautiful, powerful culture, art, craft. You know, this is what we attract people.
Jewels used to have a thrift store in Little Haiti for 7 years. She had to close down because of the rising rents in the area. She says this market has the potential to give businesses who can't afford a brick-and-mortar store a way to do business in Little Haiti. Next to her, Belen Wuza is frying up some plantains to sell. Everyone calls her Mummy. Every Saturday, she sells traditional Haitian food here. She's retired, and this is extra income. Abraham Metelis is the manager of the Little Haiti Cultural Complex.
When people want to know about Little Haiti, where do they come here first.
A free bus tour takes people into the neighborhood. A Haiti history-themed mini golf course is tucked away in the corner, and there's always compa and someone dancing. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.